Hi, and welcome to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Matchplay, Mindset Monday edition. In these less than 10-minute episodes, Eric Manuel, an expert mindset coach, and I will address a different facet of mindset which apply to sport and life. To learn more about Eric's practice, visit his website at expertmindsetcoaching.com. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com and in the notes of this podcast. How do you overcome, you know, that first training session, those first 20 training sessions where you really suck, you know, and, you know, you just feel like there's no freaking way I'm ever going to get good at this too. How do you get through that to where now all of a sudden you're really good at it? Like, how do you boost yourself along the way? Trust the process.
Trust the process, right? And ultimately it's consistency, right? Because if you can do it for long enough, the 10,000 hours, if you can do it for long enough, you will develop the technique. Now, what gets most people is they don't do it long enough. They do it until they, you know, feel the resistance or enough resistance, and then they bow out and they say, I can't do this anymore. You know, it's pointless. What's the point? So I think going into it with, like I said before, realistic expectations and accepting that this is a process. This is going to take time. This doesn't happen overnight. If you're trying to develop a new technique, if you're trying to reinvent yourself, even, and you see this a lot with high level athletes where they've gotten to a really high level, but now they're realizing, oh no, this technique that got me here isn't good enough. I've got to change my shot. Or golfer, I've got to change my swing. You know, they may have been swinging the same way for 15 years and now they have to change that technique. So that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of practice, and that can be really scary, right? But it's accepting and understanding that this is going to take a long time. So I think that's huge, right? Having that understanding when you go into it, and then having the patience to continue to put the work in time after time after time. And when you're not going to see results, right? And there's a story about bamboo and how bamboo is grown. And, you know, I've never fact checked this to know that this is true or not, but it's a good story, even if it's not real. But apparently you plant the bamboo and you water it every day and you don't see anything. No shoots are coming out of the ground, no nothing. Every day, and you water it day after day, and you have to be consistent, very finicky, right? So you just keep putting the work in every single day. 5 years goes by and you don't see any growth at all. And then all of a sudden, in a couple months, it shoots up 50 feet. And that's how the learning curve is, right? When you're going along the learning curve, you're just kind of staying steady and you're not seeing much growth at all. But then all of a sudden, you hit that curve and then it shoots up. And you can see this represented in any kind of skill development. You know, one of the most common that you can look at is like how toddlers learn to talk. You know, at first they don't know any words, you know, and then they slowly start learning words, and then they just hit this huge growth spurt in terms of their ability to speak, right? And it's the same with anybody and any skill, right? There's that first period where it's like I said before, we don't even know which way is up and which way is down. It's so foreign to us. The concepts are so weird and so different that you're not just going to learn it like that, right? So it takes time. But then once you get your footing and you start understanding and developing the terminology and your body gets used to certain movements, then you can really grow and grow quickly. So I think understanding the whole learning process, understanding that it takes time, that you have to be patient, and that it will click, right? And part of that patience is just accepting that things unfold in their own time. You know, you might develop one technique in a week, and another technique, it might take you a month to learn. A different technique, it might take you a year to learn, right? They might all be the same skill level in terms of like how difficult they are to execute, but These things just take their own time, right? And we're all different. So understanding that, being patient, and then also being optimistic. You know, like, you've got to maintain hope that it will click, because it will. And once you lose hope and you feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, that's when people turn around and they get out. You know, and there's this concept I love, 3 feet from gold, where you're digging, and, you know, people would do this back in the gold mine, you know, and the gold rush era. They'd be digging and they'd be digging and they wouldn't find anything, nothing. And they just keep digging and they can't find anything. And then eventually they just quit. And they're like, nah, I guess there's no gold here. Let me bail. But they didn't realize the goal was right there. They were 3 feet away from it. And had they just kept going, they would have struck gold. And that's what you have to do sometimes when you're developing technique. Even if you don't see the results, if you trust in your process, if you trust in your coaches, and you feel like they're leading you down the right path, all you have to do is stay consistent and commit to that process. And eventually you will strike the goal. But if you turn around before you get there, you don't even realize how close you were, right? So I think that has to do with the optimism and just maintaining that hope that, hey, if I just keep going, if I keep digging, like, eventually I will break through. The light bulb will come on. It'll all click one night and I'll be like, oh, finally, like, yes, I know how to do this now. It finally makes sense. Now you're all in big, big trouble, right? So I think that's important. Right. And then ultimately, what kind of ties all of this together is your ability to be resilient. And, you know, I think the patience and the optimism and the acceptance all, you know, allow for you to be more resilient. But there's going to be frustrations. You know, the path to mastery is not a straight line to the top. You know, there are setbacks, there are failures, there are days when you go to training and you feel like not only did you not get better, but you might have got worse that day. You know, and it just feels like that sometimes, and that's okay. You've got to understand that, and that's part of the process, and be able to pick yourself back up, be compassionate to yourself, and say, hey, you know, it wasn't the best day, but we're going to be okay. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. Let's get up. Let's keep moving forward. And like I said, the optimism helps a lot with that, the patience, and all that. So really, breaking through a plateau, there is no secret formula. There's no do this and you'll be fine. It's ultimately going to be a grind. You know, if you want to be a master at something, like, it's not easy. You know, it takes a lot of time. It takes patience. It takes optimism. It takes resilience. But there is a book that I think illustrates this whole path to mastery really, really well. And it's a great book. It's called Chop Wood, Carry Water. And this book has been floated around in a lot of NFL locker rooms. And, you know, I've recommended it to some of the clients that I work with, and they've all given me a lot of really positive feedback. I think the book is amazing too. And basically it's just, it talks about a lot of these different things, plateaus, failure, growth mindset, goal setting. And ultimately it's all about skill development. You know, the main character is trying to become a master in archery. And it kind of follows him throughout his journey and the ups and the downs that go along with it. But the title of the book, Chop Wood and Carry Water, that's that consistent work, you know. And if you're willing to be consistent, just put that work in, day in and day out. If you do it long enough, you'll mastery at some point.
I hope you enjoyed this edition of Mindset Monday. Let us know what aspect of mindset you'd be interested in learning more about. Don't forget to reach out to Eric Manuel if you want to discuss optimizing your mindset. Lastly, please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com. See you on the trip.